For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. Columbia City Manager John Glasscock said some department cuts may be forthcoming if revenues are down as a result of the pandemic. During his State of the City address this morning, Glasscock outlined many changes that the city has undergone, especially in relation to the pandemic. One thing that hasn't changed is his goal to ensure more solid revenue for city projects.
As I discussed last year, it might be time to consider stabilizing our revenue base by looking at other forms of revenue instead of sales taxes to fund critical services we provide to our residents.
Glasscock said one of the biggest challenges right now for the city government is a lag in budgeting, where it is unclear what sort of revenue numbers they have to work with until 2 months later.
So that puts us behind, you know, along as far as going through budgeting, trying to get this done before July and get one submitted to council that we can have some confidence in that we can meet.
But he anticipates the stay-at-home orders will result in significant drops in local sales tax revenue, and the city can't collect sales tax on online sales. The Columbia, Missourian reports Columbia and Boone County's health department plans to implement a software called REDCap to aid in contact tracing of COVID-19 patients. The county currently conducts daily symptoms checks with positive patients over the phone. The software would allow for this process to be automated and could alert others who might have come into contact with patients. The Department of Health and Senior Services is providing free COVID-19 testing next week at Hickman High School. The Columbia, Missourian reports tests will be provided next Monday and Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The only requirement for testing is Missouri residency, regardless of one's home county. Funds for testing have been provided by the Federal CARES Act. The state aims to use data from this testing to determine the prevalence of the virus in different areas of the state. Governor Mike Parson announced today he is extending the first phase of his reopening plan until June 15th, which was set to expire on Sunday. So this means nothing changes. Businesses are still allowed to operate as long as social distancing guidelines and capacity limits are in place. And there's no limitations on social gatherings like fairs, camps, weddings, etc., so long as people can remain 6 feet apart. Parson says he's extending this phase because he wants to get more of the state on the same page before he moves forward with loosening restrictions.
At some point, we got to get out of the phases, we got to get out of the orders, and we got to get people back to work. That's a key to moving forward and be able to do it safely. So I think that's one of the things we got to do. But we got to start preparing ourselves for that.
Parson also announced CVS is opening 22 drive-through coronavirus testing locations across the state. Self-swab tests will be available for those who meet CDC and state guidelines. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.